Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next week, of course, 4th of July, Mets and Yankees Part 2 as the Subway Series shifts to Citi Field. And I was thinking about it this morning, like, God, all the steam has been taken, the excitement, the joy. Not only is it a holiday weekend, but the idea that both these teams are headed in the wrong direction now for the second meeting.
I actually see it the other way. I think because both teams look so bad right now, especially if this keeps up and they both stumble up until the next Subway Series, I think it's going to feel like it's going to take a playoff series even more than usual.
More desperation for either side.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's about salvation at this point. Yeah. You know, now that's no longer June at that point. You know, earliest July. Deadline knocking around the corner. You know, training camps a couple of weeks after that. Like, it's getting serious now. And you know that both fan bases will revel in being the one to potentially drive the stake further and deeper into the other one's season. They both better wake up.
You know, we talk about Boone, and, you know, we're not calling for, but fans calling for Boone's job or questioning. I did question the job security. Like, I wonder, you know, these are the type of ruts. Like, it shouldn't just be, like, not thinking about it. Mm. These are the type of ruts that get managers fired. The only reason why I'm not bringing it up with Mendoza, and by the way, that, like, that might not be off the table either. I have no idea. But the only reason why I wouldn't even bring it up is because it's year two, coming off of a great year. But if it's for year three or four for Mendoza and he was going through this rut, what do you think we'd be talking about? Like, that'd be the number one thing. But just looking at the schedules here, trying to see if these teams, and the Mets are playing the Pirates, I think, this weekend. So they have a little softer of a landing spot, but still, it's not about the opponents. About
is Skeens going?
Not that playing. Soft. Skeens
and
is,
by the way, the Pirates pitching is really good.
I don't think Skeens is scheduled.
I think they're missing Skeens.
Yeah,
he's missing them.
Three-game series. So the Mets have two more with the Braves tonight and tomorrow.
Yep.
Three in Pittsburgh.
I know the Yanks have the A's coming up.
Then back home against Milwaukee. The Yanks have, after they have one more in Cincinnati tonight, off day Thursday, home with the A's for three, and then a big four-game series in Toronto.
Yeah,
like, that's a big four-game series now all of a sudden. Yanks need to get right before the Mets. They need to get, and then they have, then they'll take on the Mets in the Subway Series, 4th of July.
Mm. So, we've gone through an hour and 30 minutes of emotion.
Yeah.
You feel better? I don't. I don't. Everything that I said, I stand by. Both of these teams have massive problems.
No, I'm already beaten down by the one thing that I wanted to happen, it's over. Like, it can't happen. Even if they win these two games, they still would have lost. Would they lose already? The first five to the Braves, right? So what, are they going to be 2-5 against the Braves? Best case, they're going to be 2-5 against the Braves to start the year. That's unacceptable to me. So.
I know it's unacceptable. I got you. But I would look at it differently if they win the next two. Because if they were to win the next two, that would show me a character that this group is yet to reveal.
All right, here's what we want.
You know what I'm saying? They're on the mat.
Yeah.
You know, Braves own them. If they get up and win two straight, that would show me something
about
the Mets.
What if they just split the next two?
I'd have to see the optics. Like, if they lose 9-1, and I'd have to see.
But swept in Atlanta and then lose 3 out of 4
Honestly,
years.
At this point, you just take one.
No,
I mean,
no.
Anything I mean, I might take one if I'm you guys.
The next two, maybe gets me to back off a little bit and calm down. Anything less than 2 in a row. Because then you could paint the path. All right, 2 in a row against the Braves. You get Vientos back. You start to get Montas, Minaya back in that rotation.
We hope. Again, I'm not worried about the floating thing. but we got to see him back.
At Pittsburgh, take 2 of 3. Milwaukee, maybe take 2 of 3. And then
taking a lot for granted there, buddy. And then they got 2 of 3s.
And then they got to broom the Yankees. I'm not saying that they're going to do it. I'm saying that that's the path to get back to
okay
season back on track.
Understood. Good job laying that out. Maybe this is the better question. Which of these teams do we feel will look right first?
I think the Yankees. I think it's
I probably agree. I agree now, with that. I definitely agree with that.
Now, I mean, pitching, already over this streak, I mean, the Yankees have lost 9 of 12, which is not good. See, but the one thing is, I don't believe the Yankees are going to change significantly enough to change my thought. Like, I think they're going to be fine. They're still going to win plenty of games, probably still win the division. I'd be surprised if it went so bad that the Yankees didn't win the division or Toronto all of a sudden beat them 3 out of 4. Now, that would be a different level of... Now, that was what I was going to get into, by the way. Like, if you lose to the Blue Jays and then the Mets, that's mm-hmm. where managers really do get fired. I don't know if the Yankees are going to do that with Boone, but anyway, I can't imagine the Yankees season going that far sideways. However, even when they right the ship, I still think they're going to be the same concerns with the lack of offense around Aaron Judge, with the situational hitting, yeah, with the consistencies. I don't think that's
bullpen
going away. Yeah, I mean, I think they'll fix the bullpen.
No, I do too, but until it is, it's messy.
Yeah, I don't think the offense is going to fix. Whereas the Mets, they have guys, literally guys coming back, whether it's Vientos, whether it's Winker eventually, who I guess is going to be getting a rehab assignment not too far from now. Manaea coming back in addition to Montas, I think they'll look a little bit different and their floor will be raised to what level, who knows.
Updated. I do this every once in a while,
yeah,
and it's gotten worse. I think it's a pertinent time to do it here. Updated 2025 projections for the wins and the divisional percentage. Yankees first up. Right now, you want to take a guess? You did this the other day. How many wins do you think the Yankees are projected
for? I'm still probably going to say this. I forget what I said last time. I'll go 93.
Okay, 94.2. Win okay total still pretty gaudy.
Okay.
What about for divisional supremacy percentage? They're a game up?
Yeah.
And 2.5 up on Toronto. 1 up on the Rays. 6 up on the Red Sox.
73%.
Close. Actually, a really good guess. 69.2.
Okay.
That's still fairly favorable. The odds in the favor of the Yankees. Mets. Projected win total right now.
80.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
89.
Look at you.
And
you got
to
bet something soon, man.
That's low.
89.5. You're right on it.
They've come way down.
Yes, they have. And what about the updated percentage?
That's not good, man.
I agree. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to be right, but for the division, what do you think the calculation is now? What percent do they give the Mets to win it?
I forget. I think last time was it in the 60s still? I'm going to go way lower than that. I'm going to go 30%.
Keep going lower.
20s?
Yeah. Low 20s.
That's bad.
Or should I say
low 20s? Yeah. See, that's
21.7%.
That does show you again, not that it's the be-all, end-all, but it shows you that the perception... See, the Yankees still pretty much in the same ballpark as they were. They're just hitting a rut. The Mets is more than a rut. There is now a difference of belief of what they are as a team.
I agree, but I don't think that pertains to this. This is just purely not emotional. This is strength of schedule.
Yeah.
I agree. The perception's changing. It's changed for me and for you on the Mets. But these calculations, I believe, are just reflective of, like, there's nothing subjective about this. Just about, you know, who you play, et cetera.
D-Rod is calling from Orlando, Florida. What's up, D-Rod?
Hello.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, buddy?
Give me a second. Hey, what's up? Hey, man, I wanted to say that Oral Hershiser interview was fantastic, man. I mean, you look at the guy and you say, man, he looks like a CPA, and then look, all that spicy stuff came out of his mouth. It was really kind of fun, man.
Yeah, a little fun. Oral always always good for the soul.
It's
oh, yeah. That was good stuff. Hey, can I say, Sal, listen, I'm a Yankees fan, so just from the outside in, all I can say is, you know, specific to the Braves, I think you guys need some kind of like 2004 Red Sox moment. You know, whether it's, you know, tomorrow or in September or in the playoffs.
People tried to make it like that was last year on the last day of the season. It was, in fact, not. I never felt it at the time. It was more just about making the playoffs. They didn't kill the Braves off. But clearly what's happened this year shows that that was just a one-off, the Mets' success there. Anyway, what else you got, D-Rod?
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, for BT, first of all, BT, are you doing the two truths? Are you doing a Joe Pesci impersonation here all of a sudden?
What do you mean?
Because you said two truths before about on your last segment.
If I did, it was unintentional. Yeah, I got
right, you. Right, right. Gotcha. Okay. What I want to say about the Yankees analytics, I mean, there's, you know, to your point, BT, there's no feel to anything. There's this unique feel. You need some kind of feel. And, you know, with computers and analytics, you have no feel. I mean, so I just don't know where that is. You know, I mean, if you look with Volpe, you know, like you know, well, this is a separate thing about Volpe. Just, and I agree with you too, BT, where, you know, honestly, I think next year, Volpe should be at second base. He doesn't have the arm for shortstop. Mm. You know, he has the range.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the strongest part of his game is his range defensively.
Yeah, and he's got a very quick release because he knew growing up he didn't have, you know, he didn't have an absolute rocket. I'm fine with him at short. I just need some more consistency with the bat. You know, hopefully last night that triple gets him going.
Okay. Well, all right. That sounds good. That's all I got, Phillip. Thank I appreciate you, it. You guys take care.
Thanks, buddy.
We appreciate you checking in right there. Yeah, I mean, I think with the Volpe stuff, look, unfortunately, I'm going to have to come around to your thinking on this, BT, and just talk about lowering the expectations for both the Mets and the Yankees. I've got to lower my expectations for Volpe. It's year three. There's no more, well, he's going to be a superstar now. It's just like, he's going to be a productive major leaguer consistently. Is this even enough, whether you move him to second base or not? I wouldn't worry about where he's playing defensively. I just worry about his offense. That's the biggest issue with Volpe.
There's no doubt about it. That is the issue. I mean, he runs, he picks it. He doesn't have a rocket, but he gets rid of it quick, as I said. All right, so here's the thing, though. This is what is interesting. Now, the average is an issue, right? So I'm looking at the numbers here, and if I told you, this is what's so interesting about, like, we watch it, but then sometimes numbers don't seem to add up. He is projected right now to have 40-plus doubles, which is top five right now. 40-plus doubles, 18 home runs, 88 RBIs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and how many steals? It didn't say here. I guess 23, 24 steals. Like, if you told me that a couple years ago, I'd be like, yeah, hell yeah, that's fine, man.
See, if you told me that a couple years ago, I'd say that's a disaster in year
three. It's only a disaster when you're hitting .233. 88 RBIs for a shortstop? When Aaron Judge
what he was supposed to be?
He was never supposed to be an RBI monster, masher.
I'm talking about just overall. He was supposed to be a top of the order, middle of the order, top of the order
one
guy.
One or two guy. Yeah, yeah.
Well, impact's bad.
Yeah, but if you're 1-2 and you got 43 doubles and 88 RBIs and 26 steals, now the thing that changes that is the average. He's hitting .233 after hitting, I think, .220, whatever it was a year ago. So that's that is what is preventing him. And then that obviously impacts on base, which impacts OPS. The other stuff is not nearly as problematic as some think. Now, my ceiling was identified probably before anybody. He's not going to be a superstar.
But that's a problem.
But is it really the problem that some think when you have 40-plus doubles and 80 and almost 90 RBIs?
Yeah, because you're looking at empty numbers to me. Those are just empty stats. He's supposed to be an impact player. He is not. He has had a negative impact on this team. Dating back to they wouldn't even trade him for impact arms to go win a World Series because they thought he was going to be a superstar. I could find you another guy who's going to hit, 30 doubles, play better defense than
Not 30, 40.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
40. How many guys do you think had 40 doubles last year in baseball? Honestly,
I don't get caught up in that.
No, I understand that. But if you're going to minimize the 40 doubles, then I just want to know where your line of thinking is.
Of thinking is that he's supposed to be an impact player. And of those 40 doubles, how many have been impactful for Volpe? Or whatever. He doesn't even have the 40 doubles or projection.
No, it's a projection. Listen, that's why I said the numbers don't really tell the story because you watch Volpe on a night-to-night basis. I'm kind of agreeing with you to an extent. You watch it on an individual basis, you're like, man, he's going to have almost 90 RBIs and 40 doubles, but how come it doesn't feel like that's the case? Now, just as a point of reference, last year, I just want to see, last year, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven guys in all the Major League Baseball had 40 doubles. Like, the gap from 30 doubles, and there's probably 15, 20, 30 guys, to 40 is pretty stark. So I wouldn't minimize the 40 doubles. And then I'd like to know, of the seven guys who have 40 doubles, how many steal 20-plus bags? I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying it's not as bad as some people think. But more importantly, it's not as good as it was supposed to be.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.